الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذلك بأنهم قالوا لن تمسنا النار إلا أياما معدودات وغرهم في دينهم ما كانوا يفترون. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala explained that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went to the Darul Uloom of the Jews and gave them the da'wat of Islam there. And they, under false pretenses, tried and cover up and show that they, the wrong that they were doing, they were trying to hide it. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, by when Allah informed him, made it clear to them, and they had no choice but to accept. And they were such that they tried and evade the commands of their own kitab, of the Torah also. Now Allah is giving the reason for that, why they do that. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا یہ اس واسطے کہ یہ کہتے ہیں. This is because they say, this is there to make themselves happy, to massage their own nafs, just to make them happy. They say, لَن تَمَسَّنَ النَّارُ إِلَّا يَامَ مَعْدُودَاتُ کہ کہتے ہیں وہ ہم کو ہرگیز نہ لگے گی آگ دوزخ کی مگر چند دن گنتی کے. They say the fire of Jahannam will not burn us but for a few days which are countable. That is, they used to believe, and just to make themselves happy, a false belief which they knew, it's a false belief, that we will only burn in the fire of Jahannam for 40 days and then we will be taken out and we will be put in Jannah. And that 40 days, because the elders, the old people, worship the cow for 40 days. So they said, 40 days we will have to go and burn in the fire of Jahannam, but then we will be relieved and released and we will go to Jannah. And this is a complete wrong belief of theirs, which Allah says here, and this is such a part of the ayat which must put us also into great worry and concern, that we are not guilty of the same thing. وَغَرَّهُمْ فِي دِينِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. اور بہکے ہیں اپنے دین میں اپنی بنائی باتوں پر. They got deceived in the matters of their deen by their own stories, what they made up for themselves. They just made up a story that our forefathers worshipped the cow for 40 days and now we can do what we want to. We will also just burn in the fire of Jahannam 40 days, then we will go to Jannah. That is just a story. Like that, many people are also under very wrong beliefs. Like the Jews, the other wrong beliefs, that they are the children of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Yaqub alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salam, there is no doubt they are the children of the great Anbiya. But that is not sufficient. Just being in the family of somebody, and if your iman is not right, your amal are not right, that just being in a family of somebody, even in the family of the Anbiya, that is won't help a person also. Our iman, our amal must be right. So much so that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told his own daughter, Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, when she requested a dua, that help me with making lot of sajdas. That is, be obedient to Allah, make your namazas. And many people who in the ummah claim to be sayyids also, but just by that, being a sayyid is not enough. There are many Shias who are also sayyids. They are also from the family of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but they are Shias. Their iman is not correct at all. So just being in the family of somebody is not enough. That a person must not fall in that trap. So they fell in that trap that we are the children of the Anbiya. So we will just burn for a little time and then we will be set free. Or that they are the chosen people of Allah Ta'ala. So therefore we don't have to worry. We also, this ummah is undoubtedly the chosen ummah. But if we are in the ummah, if we are thinking we are in the ummah, our iman is not correct, so we're not even in the ummah. Though our name may be Ahmad and Muhammad, Fatima and Khadija, but if we are not, our aqidas are not correct, we are not even in the ummah. So we have to be very careful. We must not be deceived what bima kanu yaftaron, all the false things that we make up ourselves, and then we deceive ourselves, and we do all the wrong things in life, and we think we got no worries. We are going straight to Jannah. I read kalima, it comes clearly in the hadith. The kalima also stops giving its benefit when a person breaks the laws of Allah. When a person doesn't do amr bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar, then the kalima la ilaha illallah, which is so powerful, it also stops doing its work. So we must not be deceived by these things. So either that we are the children, the chosen people, we are the children of the Anbiya, that we are sayyids, etc., or the Christians, for example, that they say that Isa alayhi salam has died for our sins, that they, or the whole world's sins are put on an innocent person. Isa alayhi salam was a great, great Nabi of Allah. Not only was he innocent, he was pure, he was muqaddas, he had great, great qualities. And the whole world's sins are put on him, and then he has to go and hang on the cross. And that is what the Christians believe, for the sins of the people. All people can do whatever sins they want to. They just believe in Isa alayhi salam, and that he died for our sins and he went on the cross. What wrong beliefs. So all this is the same. وَغَرَّهُمْ فِي دِينِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. They have been deceived in their deen, in their deeny matters, by the things which they themselves made up. All the stories they made up themselves, they were deceived. So we also must see, have we got the right deen? Or are we also deceiving ourselves? Our own type of deen, the deen of our forefathers, the deen of our people, Indian deen, or any other deen, or Arab deen, it must be the deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is what is going to help us. Am I on the deen, or am I just making a show of it? So very important to consider this. And then Allah Ta'ala says, here is another great lesson for us, that here in this world, you can deceive the people, you can even deceive yourself, that I'm a Jew, so I'm going Jannah. I'm a Christian, so I'm going Jannah. I'm a Muslim, so I'm going Jannah and I'm happy. I can do whatever gunas I want to, and then I go and make one umrah and all my gunas are made maaf. After umrah, I shave my head and all the hair are off and all my gunas are also off. So just that umrah gives me license to make all the gunas I want to. Yeah, our deen is not like that. So we must not deceive ourselves. So thus in this world we can make ourselves happy. We can even deceive ourselves. We can deceive other people also. But فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جَمَعْنَاهُمْ لِيَوْمِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. پھر کیا ہوگا حال جب ہم ان کو جمع کریں گے ایک دن کہ اس کے آنے میں کچھ شبہ نہیں. But what will be the condition of the people when we will gather them on that day in which there is no doubt that that day will come and we will gather all the people of the world. In the qabr, we will be all alone to answer for our actions. On the day of Qiyamah, we will be in front of everyone to answer for our action. There, our parents will be there, wives will be there, husbands will be there, children will be there, and in front of everyone, our detailed account will be taken. So what will be our condition there? And what is? وَحُسِّنَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. What was actually in the heart will be taken out also. Yeah, we can deceive ourselves also and make ourselves happy. I'm all right. I do this, I do that. I'm a Maulana, I'm a Hafiz, I'm a Sayyid, I'm a Tablighi, I'm a Sufi. Whatever we can make ourselves happy, but Qiyamah Day, none of these things will help us. What was our actual Iman and our Amal, that will be seen on the day of Qiyamah. And as we say, in the qabr, you will be alone. Nobody will be there to help or stand by you. Qiyamah Day also you will be alone. But in front of everyone, you will have to answer. وَوَفِيَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسِ مَا كَسَبَتْ. Or who pura diya jayega har koi apna kiya, and everyone will be given fully a recompense of what he has been done. من يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يرى. The smallest good we do will also be there. ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يرى. And the smallest wrong also, it will also come out there. Everything will come out. No zulm, no oppression on anyone. Nobody will be punished for more than what he had done. And nobody will be, what good he did, nobody will be deprived of that good, what he had done. Everything will be there, 100% justice. No wrangling of the cases, no deception there, 100% justice. And if any person who is just sincere to himself, and he thinks for himself, he will also make his Islah. But as long as we want to deceive ourselves that I'm all right, others must come right. And I'm not wrong. Whether it's a husband-wife relationship, I'm never wrong. The other one is wrong. Whether it is in the family, in the business, in the community, anywhere, when we think, no, I'm right, all others are wrong, we are in great danger. So we must not be deceived by anything over there. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ اور ان کے حق تلفی نہ ہوگی. And no zulm will be made to on anyone. That anyone did some good and it's not given to him. Or that he's punished more for the wrong than what he had done. Everything will be full justice there. So we should not be deceived. The Quran is a great, great, amazing kitab. And it takes out the very realities of life and everything from the bottom of our heart and from the recesses of our mind. If we are sincere to ourselves and we have got conviction, we are going to die. And there is going to be hisab kitab in the qabr, questioning. Hisab kitab on the day of Qiyamah, that is more than enough to put ourselves right. We don't have to listen to anyone else. This in itself it will be to guide a person, and he will come out of this false illusions we are living in, and this false pretenses, and this false ideologies we have got. We will come out of all that automatically. May Allah give us all tawfiq and hidayat, and guide us to righteousness, that we have a proper, correct life in this world, at the time of maut, in the qabr, Qiyamah day, and we go straight to Jannah forever. May Allah bless us with that. Subhanallah.